Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, need a breather from the breaking news? Then you're in the right place. Each Saturday, we focus on stories that remind us of the good stuff happening. You know, the kind of stuff that brings a smile to your face. You'll hear how some elementary school kids are saving lives with their pep talks.
These kids had really been through a lot, and I was really struck by how wise and supportive they were.
Plus, what if we could talk to whales or text on the moon? From CNN, I'm Krista Bowe, and this is 5 Good Things.
Hi, welcome to Pep Talk, a public art project by Westside School. If you're feeling mad, frustrated, or nervous, press 1.
One elementary school in California just marked 2 years of running a pre-recorded hotline that helps anyone in need of a pick-me-up.
If you need words of encouragement and life advice, press 2.
Be grateful for yourself. Dude, live it up.
It's okay to be different. Never back down, never give up. The world is a better place with you in it.
The school's lead teaching artist, Jessica Martin, started the project with artist Ashera Weiss. Martin said kids participating were dealing with a lot more than just the aftermath of the pandemic at the time.
We were also coming out of wildfires. Some of the kids had lost their homes to fires. These kids had really been through a lot, and I was really struck by how wise and supportive they were.
And within days of launching, the hotline blew up on social media.
You look better than a star in the sky. Lady, you're doing great. Rambos are jealous of you.
And now, Martin says it's received nearly 17 million calls, with many people saying that it's saved their lives.
This is a generation of children that are seeing that no matter what age you are, just one kind word can change the world.
It can be expensive to keep the hotline running. So if you feel compelled, text the word good to 707070 to donate now. And if you ever need a pick-me-up, well, call 707-873-7862. If you ever find yourself in Midtown Manhattan and need a coffee, Café Joyeux opened up about a month ago and makes great espresso.
Order up. You got an egg and cheese as well?
It's a café chain that employs people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Many have autism spectrum disorder, and April is actually Autism Acceptance Month. Café Joyeux, the French word for happy, has 20 locations in Europe, but this is its first ever in the U.S. Sylvie Gerret, the CEO of the U.S. Cafe, wants customers to feel the good vibes right when they walk in.
What they're getting is this sense of like inclusion, this sense of inclusion and diversity. You can feel it.
Employee Peter Anderson says his favorite thing off the menu is a bacon, egg, and cheese on a brioche.
Best thing is I get to meet new people and also use my skills like being a waiter here and also using the espresso machine.
Café Joyeux trains people for 2 years, and the employees get paid above minimum wage.
So you're combining a great hospitality experience with this very human connection.
Most of us probably remember this iconic scene from the Disney Pixar film Finding Nemo.
Dory.
What are you doing?
Are you sure you speak whale?
Can you?
At least she's trying her best to communicate. And so are some scientists, actually. In a first-of-its-kind discovery, a group of researchers say they had a 20-minute-long conversation with the humpback whale named Twain off the coast of Alaska. Animal behavioral researcher Josephine Hubbard was there and said it was quite the eureka moment because she says there's a lot we still don't know about whales.
It's some sort of connection, and I think as humans, sometimes we want that or strive for that. I think any advance to better understand how we can connect to nature is a worthwhile endeavor.
Hubbard works with the nonprofit Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence Institute, or SETI for short, the group's goal is trying to understand how whales speak to help inform how to potentially communicate with other intelligent creatures that aren't human, like aliens, perhaps. For this experiment, researchers played a recording of a humpback greeting call that sounded like this. Twain the whale approached the boat, circled it, and responded. 36 times, to be exact. Now, Hubbard said this conversation was mainly just hellos, but they're working on having more meaningful conversations in the future. Now, how some high school students cut loose at a prom they'll never forget while also giving back to a good cause.
Let's dance! Cut loose,
fun loose. Actor Kevin Bacon starred in the iconic film Footloose from Paramount Pictures, which was filmed at Payson High School in Utah. The 40-year-old movie culminates at prom, so student body class president Ruby Raff said it only made sense for them to try to convince Bacon to come back one last time for their prom, since the school's relocating after next year.
So this whole school year, we have deemed as the Footloose year. We've gotten our whole school involved.
Months after the students launched the hashtag Bacon to Payson social media campaign.
Here we are with this. In this beautiful, beautiful spot on this beautiful, beautiful day, I tell you, it's been a long time.
The movie star actually showed up and complimented their determination.
You talked me into it. You know, I think it's great to see that kind of commitment to anything.
He also thanked them for creating 5,000 essential resource kits for his foundation, 6degrees.org, that'll benefit underserved communities. Later that night, Ruby said the Footloose-themed prom was a night to remember. And all the hard work throughout the school year was worth it.
Don't be afraid to dream big and to try new things.
Coming up, imagine cell service on the moon. We'll tell you what NASA's up to after a quick break. But before we go, can't get enough of all this goodness? Well, then you've got to sign up for CNN's The Good Stuff newsletter for a weekly dose of more uplifting news and cute animal videos straight to your inbox every Saturday. You can find the link to sign up in our show notes. We'll be right back. What if you could text on the moon or post an Instagram pic of some craters? Well, NASA and Nokia are teaming up to put a 4G cell network on the moon. CNN's Taylor Galgano is here. Hey, Taylor.
Hey.
So will people be able to binge their favorite shows from space now? That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, so believe it or not, that actually is the plan here, Krista. A SpaceX rocket is going to bring the network to the moon sometime this year. Of course, this is key for NASA's Artemis program to bring people to the moon again. So this way, they could easily talk to mission control and their families from their phones. Or maybe, like you said, binge a Netflix show.
I mean, Taylor, it's 2024. About time, if you ask me.
I mean, hey, I guess so. Listen, they are really trying to lay the groundwork here to get more humans on other planets. And you know what? I should note here, Krista, they also want to use this network to get pictures of ice on the moon in real time. Now, that would be a first. And that ice could actually be used to create breathable oxygen or fuel to go to Mars.
All right, that's all for now. Join us tomorrow for the next edition of One Thing. You'll hear about one woman's quest to continue her education 10 years after being abducted by a terror group in Nigeria. Five Good Things is a production of CNN Audio. This episode was produced by Taylor Galgano and me, Krista Bowe. Our senior producer is Fez Jamil. Greg Peppers is our supervising producer. Matt Dempsey is our production manager. Dan DeZula is our technical director. And Steve Lichtai is the executive producer of CNN Audio. We get support from Joey Salvia, Haley Thomas, Alex Manisseri, Robert Mathers, John Dionora, Lainey Steinhardt, Jameis Andrist, Nicole Pesseru, and Lisa Namarau. And special thanks to Katie Hinman. Thanks for listening. Till next time.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.